But I also want to discuss, like, when you guys ride your bike, or does anybody do other outdoor sports, hike, kayak, stuff like that? I want you to think about when you plan your hike. So you're going to Wenatchee, you're going to Yakima, you're going to Mount St. Helens. Just kind of have a general idea of where the hospital is. So, for your reference, Ian would probably be able to speak to this very clearly. I had a friend who just had a seizure up in North Seattle. She got transported by ambulance to Northwest Hospital, which is in Northgate. Just throw out a figure of what you think her ambulance ride cost her.
$2,500.
$1,200. Higher? I think her ambulance ride was roughly $3,000 to $4,000. The ambulance ride.
Just had one here recently.
Ambulance ride.
Is that a set with AMR?
It's with AMR. So there is a difference in this county about how you do things. Every county is different. So, if you have a seizure in this county and you wake up and you're just kind of confused, they'll put you in a private ambulance. I don't know what you wrote in. Private?
Actually, the second.
Oh, that's right. I read that. Dumb. But I didn't want to go for that. Cheaper. So my friend's ambulance bill was roughly $3,500 for the ambulance transport from wherever her soccer match was to Northgate Hospital. So wherever her soccer match was somewhere in Seattle. To get to Northgate is maybe 10 miles? $3,500. This is an ambulance that did nothing for her other than give her oxygen. Whatever. So, King County is different than other counties. So, now when she got to the ER for her seizure, which you need to go to the ER for your seizure, that was like another $4,000. So all told, her seizure was like $7,000. But so, ambulance rides are spendy. Has anybody ever been transported by a helicopter? Anybody ever been in a bad wreck besides me? So an ambulance transport is about $3,500. A helicopter ride is roughly $10,000. That's $10,000 probably coming from 80 miles to here. An ambulance or a helicopter ride coming from somewhere else to Harborview, which is where you want to go, Ian, you went to the wrong hospital. Where you want to go is to Harborview. That is going to cost you roughly $15,000 in the state of Washington. Roughly, and I'm giving you rough figures. So what I'm trying to say is, when you're out there running on your bikes, kind of have a general feel where the local major city is. Kind of have a general idea of where that hospital it is, and then we'll talk about other stuff as we go along. I'm not saying that you shouldn't get in an ambulance. I'm not saying you shouldn't get in a helicopter. I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the ER. I am going to show you some things that you could do to kind of save you an ambulance bill. Not a doctor, not telling you what to do.
Yeah, before you go past that point, do you know if there's any way that you can ensure that you get on board a fire department ambulance?
No.
I've heard that's an option or an alternative.
In King County, they have rules. One of those rules is they have we'll call it a step scale. If you call 911 in King County, and I mean King County only, and you say, I feel chest pain, and I think I'm having a heart attack, they will send a medic unit.
From a fire department.
However, the fire department always gets there first. The fire department is filled with what's called EMTs. They're basics. They know how to ask questions. They know how to put on nice uniforms. And they know how to do CPR. And they know how to lift people. I'm not trying to diss firefighters. I really am not. They do great stuff in terms of fighting fires. But fire department personnel, firefighters, do not want to be EMTs.
So are EMTs what staff the
fire
ambulances?
Okay, some.
Okay, it's not yet a lot of good to say about the ambulance a second
really
ago.
It's really sort of an up and down. Like, there are EMTs who work at the fire department, and there are EMTs who work on private ambulances. In King County, they have a step scale. If you call and say, I have chest pain, they'll send a medic unit. If you get to go in the medic unit, and the medic unit is red,
mm-hmm.
you won't get a bill.
Right,
make
and
sure
I've heard
it's
that,
red.
But I wasn't sure how you would, you know, get to
but
that.
But you don't
if you
make
choice.
You don't get to say that you want the red ambulance.
Okay, so it's
no
just
matter
a matter
what
of
happens, you have chest pain.
If you say, but then the EMTs come and they're like, oh, you're not having a heart attack.
Right.
You can go by private ambulance. Then you get in a $3,000
right.
ambulance. So if you call up and say, I have rectal bleeding and you're bleeding from your ass, you will get an EMT. You will not get a paramedic.
I was under the impression that if you explicitly asked for medic one or paramedics, you'd get medic one.
Yep.
So
not in this county
really,
and not
yeah.
in any other county.
Same record bleeding.
Yeah. So,
the key word.
Same person who spread that rumor to me said that medic one, you know, always had one paramedic on board. That's not true.
That's not true. Medic one always has two medics on board. Medic one will only respond for various reasons, and there's a step scale, so chest pain, but if they arrive there and they determine that your chest pain is non-cardiac, you go by private ambulance for $3,000+. If they come and say, oh, I'm sorry you're bleeding out your ass, but you're not bleeding out your ass enough for me to help you. Oh, I'm sorry you're vomiting blood, but you're not vomiting blood enough. So the common joke for King County's Medic One is, if you're dead, if you don't have a pulse, if you're unconscious for any reason, and even then that's questionable, Medic One will show up. So for the most part, I would say 90% of stuff in King County gets transported by private ambulance. So King County encompasses everything up to, well, it goes down to Burien-ish, Wet Center, Burien, Renton, Kent up north is probably Bothell, Shoreline is actually a different county, or at least there is Shoreline. There's some, there's the cutoff is somewhere
right
up there.
On the
Bothell might not be, but I think Bothell is still
it's
in King County.
It's on both sides,
yeah.
Bothell's still in King, but parts of Bothell are sure.
So it doesn't sound like there's really anything you can do to ensure that you go with a lower cost option. You basically kind of
just
are hurt, and they make the decision for you, and
right.
they will. You'll end up paying for it, probably, unless it's of a certain level that you are unlucky enough to be at, where they would take
well,
you.
Well, now, okay. So to be fair, also, see, it gets really complicated. King County is this way, so if you go to another county, like I work in Kittitas County, I work on the other side of Snoqualmie Pass. I'm on one. I'm just you get Kittitas or you get King County. The other side of Snoqualmie Pass, it's Kittitas County. You will get a medic on every single call, but you will still get an ambulance bill.
Okay.
That one's cheaper, but for a base rate, but then most ambulances charge per mileage. And it's a lot more than the government allows for mileage. It's probably roughly $1 a mile. So if you get hurt in Easton, which is roughly 70 miles from Harborview, you're gonna get 70 times $1 for mileage. Then you're going to get an ambulance bill on top of that. So,
yeah.
The questions are, we'll review that. Like, when should you go in the ambulance? This is a question that Ian brought up was in his email. This is like, I probably should have gone in the hospital earlier, or the EMTs that he had talked to were like, oh, whatever, you're fine. So, and then at what point do you get an ambulance, and what point do you incur those costs?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know how many people have health insurance, but health insurance doesn't cover a lot. And so to get, like, my friend didn't have health insurance, and she has a $6,000 bill right now, or seven, whatever it is.
Is there, like, life flight insurance or something like that you can get for...
You can buy airlift insurance, but
airlift
only goes so far.
Okay.
So if you are in, Wenatchee, or you are in Spokane, airlift doesn't go out there. Airlift only encompasses a certain thing. Now, you can buy airlift insurance, and it's like so many dollars a year, and then you're guaranteed that they will come get you and bring you back. But I don't know, and I can look that up and send it out to the group. If you get hurt in Spokane and you want airlift to fly you, or you need helicopter transport to Harborview, then maybe the airlift insurance will cover it, but I'm not sure.
I can set up some form that too, because I have a policy through, I don't know if you guys are familiar with, like, spot trackers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They offer insurance for like a medevac worldwide, and they'll also take you. They'll meet you to a country of territory. Basically, they'll meet you to like your country.
Take you where you need to go.
Yeah.
How much is that?
The insurance is really cheap, but it covers it's something like $1 million policy for specifically medevac.
Tell you what it would cost to get you here from
yeah.
Guatemala.
Yeah, that, it is.
Is it something that you have to be? Do you have to have the service, the spot, to do that?
No, it's they just happen to.
It's just a partnership.
Yeah, yeah. It's covered through Lloyd's of London, the crazy insurance company, right? But yeah, I'll dig up that info because it is kind of interesting. It's really reasonable.
Yeah, if you dig up that, and I'll dig up what the airlift costs,
yeah.
And like literally, if you get hurt in Spokane, we'll airlift. If you need helicopter transport, or at that point you get an airplane, right, to come from Spokane, if airlift covers that, I can look at what their insurance plans are. Airlift insurance is not really that expensive, but their parameter is where you sort of get in trouble. So now, to be fair, to talk just briefly talk about hospitals. If you're hurt anywhere, if you wreck your bike, I don't care if you just rolled off your bike and you took a little tumble. If you think you're fine, okay, you think you're fine. But if you took a pretty hard spill, and you think maybe, oh, I'll listen to the EMTs and not go to the hospital. Did you go to Northwestern? Is that what I read?
No, I went to the ER at Swedish, and I just had the neurosurgeon was at Northwestern, so I went there afterwards for the surgery.
Word of advice, go to Harborview.
Yeah.
Harborview. Harborview is the number one trauma hospital in the Pacific Northwest. If you get hurt in Oregon, you might go to Emmanuel or something, and then maybe they'll ship you to Harborview. But if people come from Alaska, go to Harborview. People from Montana, go to Harborview. Like if they have something really bad, they go to Harborview. Harborview. Also, to be fair, just to say this, Harborview is a non-profit hospital. They're part of the UW. It's an educational institute. If you cannot pay your bill, for whatever reasons after, and if you can prove financial hardship, you just got fixed and Harborview paid your bill. So, Harborview. Now, to be fair, Harborview puts up with a lot of shit, and they spend a lot of money, and they fix a lot of people, and they're probably financially in debt. But if you're hurt, every trauma surgeon that matters, everybody who can fix you, is at Harborview.
Is there anywhere in particular you think would be good to avoid or try to stay away from just because of...
Anywhere that's not Harborview.
That's
okay, that's Overlake is okay. Overlake is good if you have a broken bone and it's sticking out. Overlake is okay if you have a broken bone.
Mm-hmm.
Overlake is not okay if you had a stroke. Overlake is marginally okay if you had a heart attack. But Overlake has a lot of really great options. But if you get wrecked,
mm-hmm.
go to Harborview. If you have a stroke, go to Virginia Mason.
Okay.
Virginia Mason is our stroke center for basically Washington State. You have a stroke, go to Virginia Mason.
And where's that? I'm confusing that with Valley Med.
Virginia Mason is right across from Harborview. It's off Madison.
Just go to the top of Capitol Hill.
Yeah, go to Pill Hill. As they call it. But really, if you wreck somewhere in King County and you wreck hard, the EMTs on the ambulance should know how to bring you to Harborview. It's called mechanism of injury. Right? So, you guys know this. You ride bikes. You crash on a bike. Shit happens. You take an organ inside a body that's going 60 miles an hour and you hit a solid structure, bam, that organ is going to go bam with it. So, you're going to hurt your organs. Go to Harborview. Harborview will x-ray everything from top to bottom. So, Harborview.
We got that.
Where is that we're supposed to be? Did someone
say the
road?
She said
Group Belt.
Group
Belt is often called Group Death.
The joke when in the county I grew up in was that Group Health's answer to everything, whether it's a headache or your limb has been torn off, is painkillers and muscle relaxant.
Right.
As far as
like a starting
Harview or any ER for that matter. How does insurance work? Like, basically, if you end up in a trauma center like that, like, is insurance always going to just work out if you have insurance?
So if you have insurance and you get wrecked in Spokane,
so
let's just go with Ellensburg.
Right?
So Ellensburg is 100 miles from here, roughly, to Harborview. If you wreck in Ellensburg, somewhere off on one of those really nice motorcycle roads, like Canyon Road that Lucretia rode my motorcycle on, and you wreck... They will take you to the nearest hospital in Ellensburg. So It's really complicated. So some people fly your ass out because they think, oh my God, you have internal injuries. We're just going to send you to Harborview. And then you don't really get a choice. When that paramedic in Cleellum, like myself, says you're going to Harborview, you just shut up and just go, okay. Because in Cleellum, we know what we're doing. In Ellensburg, like, oh, we're just going to take you to the local hospital. So then you get taken to the local hospital, and the local hospital says, oh shit, you got to go to Harborview. Then you get an ambulance, and then or a helicopter, or a plane, and then you go to Harborview. So your wreck can end up costing you $100,000, all told. So we'll talk a little bit about when should I go to the hospital, perhaps if I were in pain and not feeling well. I don't mean to pick on you, Ian. I'm so glad you shut that. I was like, I just totally remember everything you wrote in your email. Yeah. Like, oh my God.
I'm just wondering, like, I mean, for those with insurance, like, basically, it seems like if you, I mean, let's say if you're unconscious, you end up at a trauma center, be it Harborview or elsewhere, you know, even if it's not in this part of the country, like, generally, is an insurance plan going to cover?
I don't know about outside of the country, but if you're in another state and that doctor says in a small town hospital and they say you have to go to a trauma center, your insurance should cover that.
Yeah.
And I say should only because I don't understand insurance. So
I
can tell you that if I take somebody in Cleellum to Seattle for a stroke, their insurance won't cover it because it's not, I will pass three hospitals before I get to Virginia Mason. So the insurance company was like, well, why did you pass up three hospitals? You could have gone to the one 30 miles away. So then I take them further away from Seattle and I take them to Ellensburg. And then they're like, okay, well, now you're having a stroke and we'll send you to Virginia Mason. So then you get another ambulance and then you go to Virginia Mason. So I think what I'm trying to say is, one, take responsibility for your own health care. Two, I'm not trying to say don't get in an ambulance, get in an ambulance. Just, if you cut your arm open from here to here, you don't need an ambulance ride. If you broke your arm, literally, if the bone is sticking out, you don't need an ambulance ride. Honestly, people, just suffer through the pain, pop your ibuprofen, do whatever. Because there is nothing that they're going to do for you in the ambulance other than give you painkillers.
Hmm.
And are those painkillers worth $3,000 to $4,000 of your money? So we take risks. I ride because it matters to me. I ride because I feel free. You guys ride for similar reasons. We take risks. When I work in Cleveland, I see people who take risks. They're like, I'm going to go snowmobile, and I'm going to drink while I'm doing it. And then they wreck, and they're like, oh, shit, I'm so sorry. What happened? I'm like, what were you thinking? So, one, be safe before you go out there, and two, just know your limits, and we'll talk about more stuff as we go along. So
what is this ghetto shit that we can do to avoid getting in there?
Because it almost sounds like I've got roadside assistance. I almost want to call him.
I'll show you
the back
how
of the truck
to put
and
your.
Be like, oh yeah, go to the hospital. That's where I live.
I will show you all kinds of things that are a little bit on the ghetto side. That at least if you wreck your bike and you can pick your bike back up and you can ride out, then you're good. And then ride to the nearest emergency room if you feel safe.
I will point out, we live a block from Northwest. You could do that and then walk to the ER.
I actually had a nightmare that the dog next door attacked me and I was bleeding everywhere and I'm like, I'll just walk over. I don't want to get the car dirty.
Do not take the ambulance if you're that close.
It's
like, seriously, if you're bleeding, just drive, right? Because there is nothing that person in the ambulance is going to do other than wrap it. I'll show you how to wrap that. I'll show you how to do ghetto shit. I will show you how to do all kinds of neat things so you can survive 5 days in the wilderness with broken bones. You'll be fine. Just in terms of wreck, everybody read Ian's email. He wrecked pretty hard. Does everybody know about that? Read it. Rode around his track or whatever. Spilled. EMTs were like, hey, go home. You're fine. Ian was like, oh my God, my neck hurts. And you had some C, you broke your neck, right? You had some C,
that's
something.
Yeah, C6, my facet.
Did you get to keep that little piece?
No, well, yes. It turns out they grind it up and use it as fusion material.
So it's there, but you can't put it in here on the show.
But that's not to say
okay
you didn't
that.
Ask the surgeon if you could keep it.
A great keychain.
Yeah. Yeah, it ended up being a five hours surgery. And it was supposed to be a 3-hour surgery.
Nice.
First thing I remember when I wake up is he's like, well, that was dicey. That was an extraordinary case.
Yeah, seriously. He walked out of the OR. Right. That's the first thing he said. And he and Mark about
you got
to
love doctors
like this. They didn't have that at the end
before. Bedside manners, right? I'm like, didn't want to hear that.